When do we use law of sines? Angle side, angle, and? Angle, angle, side. Now, why do you think I'm talking about profane triangles? What ooh. What did Jackie just say? What was that? An ASS triangle. What if the information is given to you in what if it's that one situation? Now, Mrs. Lee told you guys, and Mr. Thompson told you guys, and who did you guys have last year? Ms. McGrath? Mr. Hedegren. That you cannot prove two triangles congruent by angle side side, and it is absolutely true. I'm going to draw one thing on the board, but while I draw that one thing, I would like you right now to solve this triangle right here. If you don't have your calculator today, consider this your final warning. If you don't bring a calculator tomorrow, I'm calling your parents.
I brought it. It's in my.
Thank you. You have to have your calculator. Good.
No, but Dr.
You go to like trig, and then you can pick.
Oh yeah, yeah, you do have it there. Excellent. There you go. Yeah. You do have it. Yay. Okay, so I'm starting to hear people say domain error.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. You're setting up the sine of 57 over 50 equals the sine of, what angle is it here? Is it C over 65? So 65 times the sine of 57 over 50 is equal to the sine of C, and you're solving that and you're getting a domain error. Do me a favor and just go back and find out what this number was. You should have been able to go second enter and find it. Find your entry if you have a graphing calculator. 1.09, 1.04. I think you might have typed in a number, which is one number wrong. Maybe transpose some numbers. Okay, so 1.0 something. What did we learn that first week of trigonometry about sine and cosine? Think about their graphs. What is sine and cosine? They have to go between 1 and negative 1, right? Remember, doesn't the sine and cosine graph just go like that? All right, so look what happens. We came up with something where the sine is a little too big. This is what happened. I gave you information such that A is a teeny bit too short to actually reach the other side. I gave you an angle A and a fixed sides of C and little a, but no matter how I swing that A, that line, I cannot touch the bottom. What would I have to do? I could do what?
Make
A smaller. If A was smaller, this would work. What else could I change to make this work? No, not B, because B is kind of going to be, B is going to just be where this touches. What if A was longer,
yeah,
or C was shorter? If C was shorter, I could bring it down here and eventually touch. Okay. Now, we're having a situation where the triangle is only going to give you one answer. Triangle is going to only tell you one answer, right? That the sine, you put in, you know, whatever it is, you get the sine of A, you know, you find A. All right. The problem is there really sometimes with angles to angle side, two possibilities. And I want you to imagine a crane with a wrecking ball. Let's just say that they need to do some repairs on the wrecking ball. So what are they going to do in the crane? They could drop the chain and make it long enough to reach the ground, right? Now they could make it long enough to reach the ground perfectly vertically, all right? Let's say they got to do some work on the chain also. So they make it a little bit longer. One guy might set it up and he'll put the wrecking ball down there. But somebody else could theoretically, I'm going to do this in a different color so you can see. Well, you could put slack in it, or couldn't you swing it and put it over there? This angle is set. Look at these two pictures. That angle is set. That length C is set. That length A Those two are equal. But what ends up changing then? The length of B, the angle of B, and also the angle of C, right? Okay. Tell me the relationship. I'll draw this line back in right here. Look at this little triangle right here. What kind of triangle is that little triangle?
Isosceles.
What do we know about these two sides? What do we know about these two angles? What about they're congruent. What do we know about these two angles? Ergo, what are these two angles? So the relationship is this angle here and this angle here are supplementary. Everyone's okay with that idea, right? Okay. Now, what is going to be true about supplementary angles? One of them's going to have to be... Was it going to be what? What's one of those angles going to have to be? Let's say this one is 50. What's this one going to have to be?
130.
Let's say this one's going to be 40. What's this one going to have to be? Let's say this one's 20. What's that one going to have to be? What are you noticing about the second one always? It's obtuse. Okay, everybody, find for me the sine of 30. Good. Find for me the sine of its supplement. What's the supplement of 30? 150. So what's the sine? 1/2. So do we all agree that 30 and 150 have the same sine value? We don't agree?
No, we do.
Okay. Go now. I want you to find the inverse sine of 1/2. Try it again. Get the 150 to come out. Is anyone getting the 150 to come out? What kind of buttons are these that you're pressing? What are they called?
Sine of 0.5.
No, inverse sine of 0.5. What's it called? These are all called sine, cosine, tangent, cotangent, logarithm. What are those all called?
Functions.
And what's true about a function? For any x, you can only get one y. Guess which one the calculator's not going to give you? The big one, the obtuse one. So guess what you're going to have to do?
Find
the supplement. Okay, good. Let's talk about this then. Big deal here. This doesn't happen with law of cosine, ever. This doesn't happen with law of sines if there are two angles. It only happens with angle side patterns. That's why when you're doing the review sheet and you start trying to do this for every problem, you're going to be like, why isn't this working? Because it doesn't ever happen. The only time that the information I give you might be a little sketchy is with an angle side situation. In this particular triangle, the data was such that the triangle is just impossible. And there are generally four pictures of what can happen. This is the first picture. A is a little bit too short. A could be the perfect length and hang vertically, which means the angle is a right angle. And let's think about it. So if the angle ends up being its right angle, and we already talked about this, you're going to have to find its supplement. Well, what's the supplement of 90 degrees?
90.
You're finding the same triangle. A could be a little bit bigger, and bigger so that it just touches twice. That's the two drawings I did up here. The last situation is that, let's go back to the wrecking ball idea, the chain is so long that were you to try to bring it over here, it would actually go behind the crane and the whole thing would fall over, so you don't have to worry about it. Now, you know, unlike Jackie, I am not going to say profanity to be put on my website. But you have to remind yourself that that profane triangle, that sneaky little AFS triangle, is the one that can give you trouble. You have to follow a process. So let's talk about what that process might be. I'm not even going to go on to the next slide yet. I'm going to see if we can talk about what might happen, and we're going to make a little flow chart on this. So we're going to start with, and I'm going to write it. Don't tell your parents. Oh, my eyes, they're burning. Okay. Okay, angle side, side. Well, and that's why I make a big deal about it, because this is supposed to stick in your mind, that if you see an angle side, side, you're going to have a problem. Now, theoretically, you start with angle, let's call it angle one, side two. What are you going to find first? Yeah, so then you'll end up finding you're going to find the second angle. And once you find the second angle, what can you find?
The third angle.
And once you find the third angle, what can you find?
The third side.
How do you get the second angle?
Hold on, I'll get that for a second. How do you get the second angle? You mean this angle? Sine of 57 over 50 equals sine of A over 65. Find inverse sine. Well, then you're going to say no solution. Just like we're going to get to in a second. Christy, what was your question?
Couldn't you figure out after you find out the second angle, then you figure out the third side or the third angle?
I would go. No, because I'm making up numbers. Let's say this came out to be 61 degrees. You don't have either of these two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to find the third angle and then the third side. Avi, is this question going to start with what if?
No.
Okay.
Couldn't you also use after you get
the No, it didn't start with what if.
Okay.
Are you going to ask me about law of cosines?
Yeah.
No, because what pattern do you have? What do you have to have for law of cosine?
SAS.
Mm-hmm. Side.
After you get all the angles, can you use SAS?
No, but you're okay. Yes, you could, but you don't want to in this situation. You want to go with the angle side side.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You could use law of cosines, but automatically, once you find the second angle, you have to find the third angle. Right? If you find this is 61, you don't have two sides in the angle in between.
Right.
So you can't go to law of cosines yet.
Okay.
You have to do, you've got to find the third angle.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, because in this process, I'm telling you, because the information given to you as an angle side-side, this angle is really questionable.
Okay.
Now, what did we say? What did we notice the calculator always gave us here?
The smaller one.
What was the relationship between the smaller one and the bigger one? Their supplement. So what you're going to do is, once you find this first angle, and I'll be honest with you, I'm in a habit of, I go through and I do it once. Then I go back to this angle and I remind myself, wait a minute. That's the angle. I need to find its supplement.
Is it always going to be the supplement?
Yes. Always going to be the supplement, and I tend to call that angle 2 prime. Prime is another way of designating a different set of answers. Prime means something different in calculus, but don't worry about that. Now, when this angle was 57 and this angle was 61, this third angle had a numerical value, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if this angle is 57 and this is now the supplement, which is 119, will this angle change? Yeah. Remember we saw the picture, that top angle is going to change? That means we're going to have a third angle. And which means automatically we're going to also have what? A third side. There might be two answers. In this, you see this situation right here? These are two completely different triangles, right?
Yeah, but they're the same angle.
No, but...
Only one angle.
But that doesn't mean they're the same, does it? Yeah. They're not the same. They're actually totally... They have different areas, don't they?
Yep.
Okay, so...
But why would... Like, in those two triangles, only one... Like, one of the angles in the supplementary is one of the angles in the other one?
Yes.
But in that one, two angles are
supplementary? No. Angle 3 and angle 3 prime are not going to be supplementary. See how there's no line between them? There's no relationship between angle 3 and angle 3 prime. Don't look there for a relationship.
Okay.
Let me just give you basic numbers so you can see it. Let's say this is 50 and this is 70. What does that mean this angle is going to be?
60,
right? Remember, though, now its supplement is going to be 50. This is going to be 110. What does that leave you there?
20.
60 and 20 aren't supplementary. They're not complementary. So there's not going to be, you're not going to look for a relationship between those two. The relationship will be between the first angle you find, because that's the first time you're pressing the inverse trig button, and the calculator is giving you only the quadrant one answer. This doesn't happen with cosine, only with sine. Go ahead.
So we should find the first set and then the second set?
And then start the second set. Now, this is the cool part. We have three situations. A no solution. What happens with a no solution? Yeah, how do we know there's no solution?
Domain error.
We get a domain error immediately. So the no solution is going to be a domain error. We're going to work through a two-solution problem next. But it's like I show you on the schematic. You're going to find the information about the one triangle, and then you're going to go back to that first angle and find the information about the second triangle. The one that doesn't work is actually kind of cool. You pretend that you think it's one of these, and then what happens is the other answer actually doesn't work. Let's say your angle side-side information is such that your first angle is 70, I'm making up numbers, and your second angle ends up coming out to be 30. What does that mean your, that's angle 2. What does that mean angle 3 would end up being?
80.
Now, remember, angle 2 was the first one we found, so what are we going to find right after we find angle 2? It's supplement. What's the supplement of 30?
150.
What's 70 plus 150?
More than 180.
More than 180. That is this situation. Now, in our book, they will give you these four pictures and give you relationships that you can memorize about A being less than C sine A being equal to C sine A, the relationship between C sine A and C, or A and C. I wouldn't write down any of these because I'll be honest with you, I just do the problem. I'm not going to waste my time doing some evaluating and then do the problem. The only thing I would show you is this. If A is bigger than C, if this third side, or if this second side given is bigger than this side, you're given this angle, you're given this side, you're given this, if A is bigger than C, then you know there's only going to be one solution. You don't have to worry about the second one. Okay, that is the only thing I would perhaps spend some time paying attention to. That if the given side, the one that's that swinging side, the chain, is bigger than the length of the crane, then don't worry about it. Okay, now, we have just gone through all of this ourselves. You guys came up with the idea. So let's go straight to an example. And like I said, the first one we did, which is a no solution, that means no triangle possible. You write out no triangle possible.
We can't just do like...
Okay. Communicate to me in some way no triangle possible. But if it would be something where if I wrote it, you looked at me and said, what does that mean? Then you can't write it on your test.
Can't you just write no triangle possible?
That means. Okay. So A is 57. Side A is 60. And side C is 65. Nope, slightly different than the one I gave you. Now, what I want you to do first is simply find the first set of information, that is the second angle, the third side. I'm getting C being 65.3, am I right there? I'm getting angle B being 57.7, which means side B ends up coming out to be 60.1.
I have like 0.0 something, like changes.
Oh wait, I know, I'm sorry, 60.5.
Yeah.
I have 60.5, I take that back.
You only went to the 10th?
Well, three significant digits. I didn't when I used it. I used the number completely significant through the problem. But when I write down the answer, I go to three significant digits. Okay?
Say the number is like 1,450.
You write 1,450, that's fine. You write 1,452. I'm never going to take off for being overly significant, ever. What I don't want you to do, though, is spend your time writing numbers out to seven significant digits and using them. That's why I want you to practice the store function. Okay, now, but remember, what did we actually find? We found one option. Now let's see what C prime would be. Did anyone go ahead and start to find C prime? Everyone, what'd you get? 114.7 would be C prime. Yes, because that is the first angle supplement. 180 minus 65.3 is 114.7. What does that mean, B prime would have to be? 8.3? Let's see this. Let me check this out. 180 minus 114.7 minus 57 equals 8.3. And that will change significantly side B also. Probably. I don't know what it is exactly. Okay, the last thing I have to tell you, real quickly. So this is the deal. You can postpone doing the homework till class tomorrow. That's fine. I'll give you an answer key at the beginning of class tomorrow. You have all of class to do it, and then once you get that done, you can start the review sheet. The last thing, though, I need to tell you is one formula that I didn't give you because I haven't had the time is the area formula. Okay, look at the formula right now. I think you should. You need to know them. No, where do you think I might have given you this? So where should I have done this? What day? Should have done it law cosines. Why should I have done it law cosines? It's the same pattern. Two sides and the angle in between. A and B, the angle between A and B is C. The angle between B and C is A. The angle between A and C is, or A and B is C. So, to find the area, you just have two sides and the angle in between. All right? That'll be it. Do the review. You can do the homework either tonight or during class tomorrow. I don't care. I'll give you a review sheet tomorrow also.